You cannot miss Sylvana Rowe. She takes over a room. She stands 6 feet tall. She has a shock of short, white, blonde hair. She's a celebrity chef in London, an admired one, especially since she opened her restaurant, Quince, in the very elegant Mayfair Hotel. Her food is essentially Middle Eastern, yet far from the usual, you know, sort of pita bread and kebabs. You have to imagine a love of the exotic here, pistachios and cumin, rose petals and lemony sumac. Well, Sylvana's written a new book. It's called Purple Citrus and Sweet Perfume, Cuisine of the Eastern Mediterranean. Sylvana, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, hello. Great to be here. Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in communist Bulgaria, which was very still influenced by Turkish influences. It still is even today, actually more so today. Basically, Bulgaria was part of the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, for 500 years. And 500 years influences, they do not wear off easily. And my father was from Turkish or Ottoman origin, and my mother is Bulgarian. And I kind of grew up in a family with amazing, delicious food. Simple, yet very, very tasty. A taste that got you so excited. Because, you know, when you're a child, there is very few things that could excite you in communist Bulgaria. There were no Disney, there was no toys. And food for me was a major source of excitement. Maybe I was an unusual child, who knows, but definitely at the time, I could write a poem and sing opera about tomatoes and watermelons and peaches because there was something else. If you lived in communist days, you were restricted in many, many ways, but the food was abundant. It was something that the communists could never restrict. They could never restrict the growth of the most opulent fruit and vegetable you can imagine because our summers were so hot. The sun was shining so many hours of the day. And then you had amazing rain. And you had this sweet, really sweet, contagiously sweet watermelons that I crave today. And occasionally I'm able to buy from the Turkish shops around in London when they're imported. Then the grapes were very special as well, I remember. And I mean, I have to tell you the tomatoes for me, there's no better tomatoes than the tomatoes of the Eastern Mediterranean, Bulgarian, Turkish tomatoes. They were something else. You know how the Japanese, they talk about umami?
Oh, yeah.
I was brought up with the sheer quality of umami. My taste buds are still missing it. And when they find it, they get very excited. It's because of this quality of umami, which we never knew it existed then. We just knew that we had some strange satisfaction of eating something very delicious.
The food that you cook today, is this essentially the food that you ate as a child?
I kind of have modernized it a bit because I've lived in the UK now for 25 years and I wanted to cater for British, for Western palate. It is, you know, it sounds like a cliche that you say you love what you do, but I get excited. I think a lot about it. I imagine how things should taste and then when I eat them, I just love to make food that is Moorish, that you want to eat it and you just don't ever want to stop. When I grew up, we lived in a block of flats and I would come home from school and these smells will start maybe 5-6 minutes before actually I enter the main entrance and I'll be smelling them and they will be coming from different balconies, from different ends of the blocks of flats. And I'll be thinking, oh, there is stuffed vine leaves. Oh, here is rice pilaf. Oh, there is some sort of kebab. And oh my God, this is like a fresh watermelon with feta cheese. And it was just simple. It was just simple homemade cooking, you know. And yes, for me, I'm trying to do that at the restaurant. And you know, you're going to be amazed how many critics, some of them have been great, but one or two have been difficult, saying, oh my God, Quince is all about home cooking. And they simplify to a level they're trying to be insulting. And to me, simple and home cooking is not insulting. It's precious and it's magical and it's inspirational. And if you can manage to do that, you have done a great job. Because let's be honest, there's so many fancy restaurants out there that are cult, haven't got personality and warmth and passion.
What does the title of the book mean? Purple Citrus and Sweet Perfume.
I mean, I'm one of these people that my husband says, why say something with three words when you can use 300? I mean, you know, I wish I was a woman of very few words, but I am not. And I wanted to have a very quick, snappy title for the book. But unfortunately, I just couldn't find it. So, you know how you have these books about the Mediterranean, where you have the toothless ladies selling herbs, you have the fishermen, you have the gulls, the seagulls, the fishnets, the half-broken boat lingering on a beach somewhere. I decided to not do that. I didn't want to use any cliches of the Mediterranean. And for me, purple citrus, it's another description to sumac, because sumac is two things. It's purple and it's citrusy. And sweet perfume are the flowers I use. And because I had lost my father, I devoted the book to him. And he was like the sweet perfume of my life, basically. So for me, it has a double meaning. And these are the reasons, because I use a lot of flowers, like Eastern Mediterranean people use a lot of flowers in their cooking mm-hmm. as well. Even in Turkey, you go to a regular supermarket, they sell nasturtium flowers, herb flowers, everything.
Savannah, this has been a treat. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Savannah Rowe's book is Purple Citrus and Sweet Perfume, Cuisine of the Eastern Mediterranean. Well, Savannah does a new version of a traditional Syrian dip. This style dip is called a mutabel. So find the recipe for beet mutabel with tahini and toasted orange peel on the website, splendidtable.org. Well, I've got another dip idea to try, and you can do a good deed at the same time. You can ease the annual zucchini glut. Now, here's how it goes. Brown thin sliced zucchini on the grill with olive oil and garlic. And by the way, this is the best way I know to get taste out of zucchini. Then you mash the squash with feta cheese, lemon juice, sour cream, and a little fresh oregano. Now, if you want to take this down another road, get some anchovies and more lemon in there. And then you dip in the pepper wedges and the pita and the slices of grilled eggplant and so on.